Yes. Wow. Can you imagine this is July 4th weekend? Well, really, July 4th, not till Tuesday. But I told Judy the other day, you watch, they're going to make this a four-day weekend. Sure enough, state of Florida announced they're going to let everybody off on Monday and July the 3rd and Tuesday, July the 4th. Well, that's good. I mean, because we need to do is to celebrate our freedom that we have in this country and celebrate those who went before us in order to give you and me all the freedoms that we have within our Constitution. And it all started with the Declaration of Independence, July the 4th, 1776. So that is a good announcement, I think. And I think we need to reflect on what we have in this country. And I think then we will become more grateful. So I am grateful that you tune in to the online service. I'm starting a new series starting this Sunday on the Holy Spirit. And it's because I always think, and I always felt, even me, before I became a pastor and when I was in my local church, you know, we didn't talk much about the Holy Spirit in the little church that I went to. Now, my brothers and sisters in the Pentecostal denomination, they're always talking about the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit is a person. And guess what? The Holy Spirit lives in each and every one of us. Jesus made that happen when he gave up the ghost when he was on the cross. And he said, Father, I commit my spirit to you. And he had told his disciples that when he goes to be with the Father in heaven, he is going to send one greater than him. Can you imagine greater than Jesus? The Holy Spirit. And it'll live in the hearts and the minds of everyone. Because the laws of God and the grace of God is written on our heart now through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, anyhow, so I hope and pray that you'll be blessed by it. I don't know how long it's going to take. It's going to be slow and easy. I want to look at the whole gift of the Holy Spirit. So it'll be slow, and I don't want anybody to get bored or not want to do it and say, oh, I don't understand this. So just bear with us. I think you'll be blessed. Well, I'm not sure of any birthdays this week, although we have the birthday of the country coming up. That's a good thing. So we always sing that little song, and when I don't know about birthdays or anniversaries in advance, we always sing that little song because we know there's a birthday and an anniversary somewhere. Join me. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Well, I hope and pray that you have a good time during the festive gatherings of July 4th.